Hello, this is your virtual guide for Module 7, English 1101. First, we're going to look at the required work. Then, we will take a look at the writing for this module and really get a sense of what it's all about. So first of all, let's step back a minute and let's take a look at the required work. First, read Chapter 9 in steps. That's your textbook. Then, take out your PDA and view the classed video on pronoun antecedent agreement. Complete the appropriate practice test. Then, complete the mastery test on pronoun antecedent agreement. Using what you have learned previously and what you have read for this module, write an expository essay on one of the topics listed under the exposition part 2 at the end of this syllabus. And please note that each topic has been identified with the appropriate development method that you should use for that topic. Be sure to clearly label all work and place the pre-writing, drafts, and final revised copy in your writing portfolio. Remember, your final copy needs to be typed. Then, ask one of your peers to read your final essay, complete the peer review questionnaire, and return it to you. Finally, in your journal, record your answers to the 5 questions under Reviewing Your Progress on pages 244, 258, or 270 of steps. The page you will complete will depend on your topic selection. Answer only those questions that are appropriate for the development method identified with the topic selected. So let's now turn to the concept of what we are going to be writing about. We know that this is going to be an expository essay. The question is, what kind? So I'd like you to think of the extended definition. This is an extended definition or an extended description that helps the readers get a sense of what something is. So let's ask a question. Why do we define? We define and we write definition essays to do many things. We try to clarify an abstract term. We might want to provide a personal interpretation of something. Or we may want to explain a new or unusual term or phrase. We also may want to offer information about a term or an idea. Or we may wish to inform and to entertain with background about a concept or a thing. So when we go from knowing what we want to define to actually developing an essay, let's go through this sort of series of steps. First, know your purpose. Know why you want to write an essay, why you want to define something, and what you'd like to accomplish with your definition. Give your readers a reason to read. Keep your audience in mind to anticipate what their understanding is, what their values are, and what their levels might be, and also to avoid problems of clarity. Use multiple strategies to clarify your definition. Use parts, maybe break it into parts. Use examples. Create and employ synonyms. And also process. Here are a few problems to avoid. Don't present an incomplete definition. And I know it's tempting, but don't begin every definition essay by quoting Webster. Don't define vaguely or by using generalities, and don't use circular definitions. So let's go back a second and let's talk about problems to avoid again. Don't present an incomplete definition. Don't begin every definition essay by quoting Webster. Don't define vaguely or by using generalities, and don't offer circular definitions. So finally, let's look at a few essay topics. A good essay topic for a definition essay would be, for example, a medical term or condition. Or you could want to define a current popular culture expression. On the other hand, you may wish to write a definition essay on a term from your profession or from a term from your field of study. You may wish to create an extensive extended definition essay on a current fad or style, or instead of a current one, perhaps one from the past. Or possibly you may wish to write on an important historical movement or a group. These are just a few ideas. You'll find more ideas in your syllabus. In the meantime, this is Module 7, English 1101.